Let's talk to Roger Blake. He's infrastructure director at Rail Future. They're an independent organisation campaigning for better rail services for passengers and freight. Good morning to you, Roger.
Morning, Julia.
Good morning. I mean, this was all fated yesterday as this major big reform and what a difference it would make for people, because you'd have, you know, one website deciding the ticket prices and things like that. But realistically, it's going to be the same train companies. It's going to be the same trains. But there's an awful lot of money missing from the system after a year of lockdown and pandemic, which means that they've had empty railways. In the future, we're going to have far fewer people buying those very expensive season tickets that help fund an awful lot of other trips. Inevitably, we are going to either see more fare rises, we're going to see more taxes to pay for the railways, or probably a combination of both, aren't we?
Well, I think one of the early tests is going to be what difference this makes to the travelling public. How is this going to look for the person on the Clapham platform? And that's whether it's one of the Clapham stations in South London or in North Yorkshire. And there are questions about how the railway continues to be funded. One of the immediate things that we would like to see, and we and others have been pressing for a long time, is that if we have to have annual fare rises, which are index linked, then can they please be linked to the consumer price index, not the retail price index? So yeah. I think that'll be an early test of, you know, how the government intends to make the railway more attractive to more people to use it, which is what we've got to do.
Well, but the thing is, again, it is in the interest, if you are someone who's driving on the roads, or even if you are doing long distance bus journeys, it's in your interest that other people are on the train. However, we don't subsidise people travelling by car, but we do subsidise to a great extent people travelling by rail. And yet rail travel is largely a form of transport used by better off people. Should we be subsidising those rail fares when so many other people who don't have an option of using railways don't have their journeys subsidised?
Well, there's a lot of people who don't have a car, either by choice or economic circumstance. And I think we have to remember that the railways, particularly during the pandemic, have played an absolutely vital role in transporting goods around the country. And that's been one of the successes. And so, you know, this is a national infrastructure asset which benefits everybody, actually, whether they use the railway directly or they don't. They would soon notice if we didn't have a rail network. And I think one of the challenges is how on the passenger railway, they grow a market which is no longer, at least for the foreseeable, going to be able to depend on a commuter base. And that is going to play to expanding leisure travel, much of which takes place at weekends. And we all know, don't we, what tends to happen at weekends? Oh, we dig up the railway because we've got to maintain it and improve it. So there are some serious challenges there about how, you know, Great British Railways, as they're now going to be called, Network Rail of old, organise that so that people are not put off and alternative routes are available. Okay. We want to see a progressive diminution of the number of times the phrase rail replacement bus is used.
Some of the most horrifying words in the English language. Roger Blake, really good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. He's from Rail Future.